Bava Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. This is the final Mishnah of Maseches Bava Basra and of the three Bavas known together as Maseches Nezikin. And according to some opinions, it was actually Nezikin Chada Masechta. It was all one Masechta. So this is a monumental point in our Mishnayos. This Mishnah will discuss the idea of Achrayas Nechasim. And when somebody lends another person money, his nechasim, his real estate, is meshuvid, is a lien against it for the loan, and that even when he sells that those properties, the lien of the lender of this loan comes before the purchasers of the property, and therefore he can take the property away from those who have purchased it since his lien came first. So the Mishnah says, Hamalves chaveru bishtar, somebody who's lent his friend money with a shtar, with a loan document, govim nechasim mishubadim, he can collect from nechasim mishubadim, means property that has been sold to another party. He can take that, and that's true even if it says nothing in the shtar about the idea of achrayas nechasim, about that the properties are encumbered. And the reason is because this follows the halacha that achrayas to'o sofer, that if the mention of the encumberment is not mentioned in the shtar, it was because the sofer, the scribe, left it out. But it's assumed to be there as long as it's a loan that has been documented in a document. Now, al yidei edim, if the loan is not written into a document, but just it's been witnessed by witnesses, they saw the exchange of money and they said in front of the witnesses that I'm lending him the money, that's only govim menechasim b'nei chorin. It can only collect from unencumbered properties, only properties that are presently in the possession of the borrower. Now, hotzi olav ksav yado, if the lender produces against the borrower, ksav yado, a handwritten note. So it's a shtar, but it doesn't have edim, shu chayav lo, that this borrower is obligated to pay him. Gova menechasim menechorin. He can only collect from, again, unencumbered properties, properties that are still in the possession of the borrower. And the reason for this is because when it's not written into a shtar, there is no kol. There is no rumor or news that goes out that such a loan was made, and therefore people buying the properties don't know to be aware, not to be careful not to purchase such a property. And therefore, even if it's ksav yado, even though it's in a document, but since it has no witnesses, it doesn't have that kol, and therefore the buyer would be unaware of what's happening and that he would not know to be careful. Now the Mishnah moves on to halacha regarding arev, guarantor. Arev hayotzi l'achachitim shtaros. If you have a guarantor who has signed a guarantee, but he signed it after the witnesses have already signed their witnessing of the loan, and then he writes afterwards that I am guaranteeing the loan. So even when the lender collects from the guarantor, govim menechasim menechorin, he can only collect from unencumbered properties. Maisa ba lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. An incident came in front of Rabbi Yishmael. V'amar, and Rabbi Yishmael said, Gova menechasim b'nechorin. He said in such a case, where it was after the chitum shtaros, that they can collect only from menechasim b'nechorin, not from nechasim mishubadim of the guarantor, and that's because there would be no call about that since the witnesses signed prior to his making the guarantee. Amar lo ben Nanas. Ben Nanas said to Rabbi Yishmael, Eino gove lo menechasim mishubadim v'lo menechasim b'nechorin. He can't collect from either. I agree with you, he can't collect from a nechasim mishubadim, but I also believe he cannot collect from the arev's nechasim nechorin, meaning to say that the guarantee is not valid at all. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael said back to Ben Nanas, Lama, why should it not be a good guarantee? Amar lo. So Ben Nanas said back, Hariachonikas echa b'shuk. Imagine in an incident where somebody's choking another fellow in the marketplace, and his friend says to him, Hanachlo, leave him alone, and I'll take care of whatever financial obligation he has. You're choking him and you're forcing him. Leave him alone. I'll take care of it. Putter. Even though the person came along and said, I'll take care of it, he's putter. He's not obligated to fulfill his statement that he's going to pay him off. Shelo al emunaso hilvo. Because the lender did not lend the money on the basis of the guarantee, the amuna, the faithfulness of the guarantor, because the guarantor came along afterwards. Ela ezehu arev shu chayev. So according to Benanus, when is an arev chayev? Only halveyu vani nosin lach. Only if he says to him initially, lend him and I will give to you. Chayev shekein ala munasa halvo. Because in that case, it was based on the faithfulness of the guarantor that he lent the money in the first place. And therefore, in our case, where the guarantor only came along afterwards, so he is not a valid guarantor because he's coming after the fact. After the fact, the guarantee means nothing. It's only under a circumstance where the guarantor was the cause for the loan to happen. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, after this exchange with Benanus, he said, Harotze Sheyachkim, somebody who wants to be wise, Yasuk Bedinei Mamonos, he should involve himself in monetary law. She'ein lach miktsoa b'Torah gadol mehen. There is no larger area of Torah than the laws of Mamonos, of monetary law. She'ein k'mayin hanoveya. It's like a flowing spring. Harotze Sheyasuk Bedinei Mamonos, and somebody who wants to involve himself in Dine Mamonos, Yishamesh as Shimon Benanus, he should serve and study under Shimon Benanus, because Shimon Benanus, he is truly a chacham in the ideas of Dine Mamonos. And despite the fact that Rabbi Yishmael praised Benanus, the halacha follows Rabbi Yishmael and not Benanus. That concludes Maseches Bava Basra and the three Bavas. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to sharing with you the next Masechta, Masechta Sanhedrin.